Karen, last year you finished third. Looking back now, was that satisfying knowing that there was that player movement and Dan moved on as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, last season our aim was to finish fourth, and then anything after that, you know, I kept saying anything can happen. You finish top four, it's a bit like the FA Cup. So for us to finish third and then come third in the finals weekend, it was really pleasing. I do think that we probably did have it in our locker to maybe have gone a bit further, but I was happy with my first season, you know, in charge, and the girls did a great job for me.
And what you're seeing in training, are you confident that you're going to be ready for Stars?
Yeah, definitely. We've been training really hard since the beginning of October, and the girls have been really putting in, and I've been asking a lot of them, and they're answering a lot of questions, and we've had some really good pre-season friendlies. You know, we've looked at video of Stars, and we'll continue to look at video of Stars throughout this week. I'm aware they've had a few new signings. I've got video of them playing for South Africa and so on. So we'll be making sure that we do all our homework before this weekend, and we can hopefully put out a good performance and take the victory.
How much did you enjoy the coaches' workshops? Were they quite enjoyable?
Yeah, they are. They are good. I mean, in Manchester, we've got a great network of coaches, you know, throughout Manchester and the North West. And I want to ensure that as a franchise, we continue to grow and we continue to develop our coaches. And ultimately, if we're going to grow as a franchise, we're going to develop more players. We need to ensure that our coaches are delivering really good programs out in their own areas. So to keep educating these coaches and giving them fresh ideas, and you know, it's really good for us.
Are you happy with the strength and depth of the squad?
Most definitely. You know, we've obviously, the squad size has gone from 12 to 15, and for us that's good because we get to name some of our youth that we've been bringing through our pathway that's been very successful over the years. And for us, you know, it's going to put a little bit more pressure on some of the players in there, and I don't think it's going to be a foregone conclusion who that 12 is every week. And I'm really pleased with what the youngsters are doing, and hopefully they'll get their berth this season and push on and be the future for Manchester Thunder.
The good thing as well, people like Catherine, Emma and Kerry, they know the importance of the franchise, don't they?
Yeah, I think all our girls do. You look at our squad we've got this year, the only change we've got is Caroline. She's slotted in seamlessly, and the ethos that we've got within our franchise, everybody wants to play for Manchester Thunder. You know, the majority of the girls are from Manchester, are from the North West, and have come through our programme, and they know what it means to play for Manchester Thunder and represent Manchester Thunder, and they're all very passionate about it. You know, they've got great friendships both on and off the court, and everything that they do at training, they want to make sure that they put it out in, you know, in the matches that are going to be coming up.
Having people like Leanna back as well, it's another bonus in a way.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Leanna would be a bonus for any team. You know, she's fantastic for us, both on and off the court. You know, the youngsters especially really look up to her. She makes my life a lot easier in training because she talks a lot to the players around her, which then enables me to be able to focus my thoughts on other areas of the court as well. So it's great to have her in there, and bringing Caroline over from Northern Ireland. They've created a really good partnership already. So I'm excited to see how that pans out.
Yeah, what has Caroline brought to training in particular? She's a classy player.
Yeah, she's got a lot of experience. So she's obviously captain of her country. And as soon as we knew we had a vacancy at centre, she was the one that we went for because we knew that she had that experience. And she's got the speed, she's got the power and the strength. And she's also got great vision into the circle. And for us, you know, as I say, we've played a couple of friendlies already this season, and she's put out some really good performances and linked in with those around her really well. So she's brought a lot to our squad already, and hopefully that will continue to build over the coming weeks.
Stars away is a nice start.
Yeah, if we didn't face them until kind of really late on last season. So it'll be nice to get a run out early doors against them. And, you know, they've only had their South Africans in for the last couple of weeks. So we're hoping that they won't have settled in too soon. And we'll make sure, as I said before, we do our homework before we hit them on Saturday, and I think it's going to be a really good game.
Week after, TV cameras against Sirens, and I hope you've got a special welcome planned for Sarah's return.
No, not at all.
Oh, good.
We've got a special welcome plan for Caroline.
Keep up to date with everything Thunder throughout the season. ManchesterThunder.co.uk or ThunderNetball on Twitter. Karen, best of luck.
Thank you very much.